My name is Cal C, and South Sharaf presents the sixth installment of My Story. My Story is a podcast series that focuses on individuals who take us into their world and share their story of their journey towards accomplishing their dreams, almost like a podcast journal. On the latest installment, University of Maryland's track star, 400-meter hurdler Zaria Santiago, shares her experience as a student athlete during this pandemic and how this pandemic changed her plans to perform on the track these last 12 months, as well as off of it as she gets ready to wrap up her senior year in the classroom. Since the last episode in 2019, she became the second team All-Big Ten, as well as the second team All-American that year, and as she was gearing up for the 2020 season, the entire world was halted, as you know. So as she prepares for the outdoor season, and with the big summer in her sights, including the Canadian Nationals and the Tokyo Olympics, she takes the time to tell her story. So I'm already going to thank you in advance from now for taking the time to listen. The South Sharaf is available wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Alexa is just some of the places you can listen to South Sharaf. Hit the like button, click the favorite button, as well as all of the five stars that's right in front of you. Rate, review, and subscribe to all of the shows. And check out SouthSharaf.com to go through my entire catalog of podcast shows. Once again, that's SouthSharaf.com. This is my story on South Sharaf Radio. In the pursuit of fulfilling our passions and achieving our dreams, we all have a story to tell. Here's Zaria's.
Hi, my name is Zaria Santiago, and this is my story.
What a time this has been for you since you were last here. With your progress heading towards 2020, the national championships, NCAA championships, and possibly the Olympics on the horizon, you had a lot of plans, but unfortunately, as you've experienced, everything has been halted due to COVID. So I just kind of want you to take us back to the beginning of 2020 of last year. What was your day-to-day routine like pre-COVID?
Pre-COVID, I would have woken up, kind of just gotten ready for the day, had breakfast, would have went out to my classes. I usually have two classes in the morning, and then I would head over to practice in the afternoon, and then come back home, make dinner, do homework, just typical daily routine.
And when COVID hit, how did everything change for you? For you specifically, like, as a student athlete at Maryland?
Yeah, when COVID hit, I was actually back home. I came home for a week to visit, and then I was planning to go back to school, and then we were leaving for our spring break training camp. So I was at home when everything kind of started, and there was just a lot of rumors going around about how our season might be canceled. And at first I didn't believe it. I'm like, no, everything's gonna be fine. I'm gonna be back on a plane back down there next week. But then as the days went on, we realized that I wasn't gonna be able to go back to school at all.
I mean, how did you feel about that? Like, what was your feelings when, like, COVID initially hit and I could see, like, what was the moment that it felt real to you? Like, something's really happening where my life is about to be shifted.
I think once they officially said that the outdoor season was canceled, I was definitely really upset because I've been training for that all indoor season. But I just thought to myself, like, that's okay. Maybe you'll still have your season back here in the summer. You'll still have nationals. And then when they announced that that was canceled as well, that's when I really realized that I wasn't going to be competing again for a pretty long time.
What was the lowest moment you had when the whole world was on lockdown last spring?
I think just kind of being stuck at home. That was kind of, I mean, it was nice, of course, being around family and everything. But
cook food.
Yeah, cook food. That was very nice. But just not being able to go out, kind of be around other people, it started to get kind of boring after a while.
Mm-hmm. Get a little stir crazy, I guess, in that
a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Especially when everything just hit and all the stores were being locked out, it felt like it kind of had like the end of the world, the after tomorrow vibes going on. Like, it just felt like the whole world was about to end or something. Like, I had that impending doom. It was really weird. So as a student athlete, how did the social unrest with police brutality and specifically the George Floyd situation, how did it impact you?
Myself, just like really the whole athletic department, was definitely shook by everything going on. When we got back, they tried to kind of start up a lot of initiatives to just kind of raise awareness around everything that was going on, and then also to raise awareness to voting for all the student athletes and the younger population. They wanted to increase kind of us voting during that time.
Were you able to attend any marches or anything like that?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. And were you still in Maryland at the time? Were you back here
I was here. I was home.
You was here? For your generation, because I guess, you know, I know I talk about this amongst ourselves with our friends, but like specifically like with friends, like how did they feel? How did you feel about like just the whole world seeming to be on one accord when it came to the social unrest?
Yeah, I think it was just upsetting for all of us. Just anytime I would kind of go on social media, scrolling through Twitters, you would just be seeing videos of like what was going down at the protests and all of just the violence that was going on. I think it was hard for everybody.
And what are your thoughts about it now? Like, do you feel like things have moved in a better direction, or do you think still things are still the same? Like,
it's hard to tell. I think you're kind of going to need a little bit more time, kind of see maybe how this new administration kind of changes things. But I think it's kind of too soon to tell.
Okay. When everything got postponed and canceled, how did that affect your summer? Because normally that would be reserved for training and getting ready for meets and nationals. How did that affect your plans?
All of my planned competitions and meets were canceled. At first, when it was still the warm weather months, there wasn't really any issues with the training because you could go to the outdoor track and still get your workouts in. Mm-hmm. And then once they started closing down outdoor tracks, then you really had to start getting creative with finding places to train. So it was definitely difficult. I took a lot of time off over the summer just from running in general, and I think that kind of helped me kind of reset when I went back to school.
Was it like a chance to kind of like, I don't know, kind of refresh your body a little bit, I guess, with all the training and stuff too?
Yeah.
Lasting injuries, anything like that?
Yeah, okay. I can kind of treat those issues.
What did you have to do to keep your motivations at that elevated level?
I don't really think I ever really lost motivation. Okay. I just kind of was waiting for the next opportunity I was going to have to get back on the track. I knew once they confirmed that I would be able to go back to school and start training, I definitely got excited for that. So it was just preparing for when I was going to be able to get back into it.
What's it been like for you having to do school online? Like, how has that transition been for you just from pre-COVID till now as a student? Because I couldn't imagine what you guys must be going through, like all students at this point, for you specifically being in university, close to being finishing your major and everything else. Like how's that transition been for you?
Honestly, I don't really mind it. Okay. Yeah, it hasn't been too difficult of a transition. A lot of my classes, they're either pre-recorded, so you're going to watch the lectures ahead of time, or you're going to tune in and watch it live. I know with the pre-recorded lectures, sometimes it's hard to kind of keep up with it when you don't have a strict schedule. You think, oh, maybe I could just get back to this tomorrow and then maybe you'll forget about it. But yeah, I really haven't had too many issues adjusting. It's nice not having to kind of like wake up early and kind of trot across campus to get to class. So you could just kind of wake up, turn on your computer,
and just kind of start your day. Mm-hmm. And how does it impact the way you connect with like your fellow classmates and friends during like at school, I should say?
As far as the classmates go, it's definitely different. I had to do all of my group assignments kind of over Zoom or through like text messages and group chats. So that kind of made things challenging, just to not being able to interact with people. Mm-hmm. But at least we still had practice, so I was still seeing my teammates every day. So I still had a sense of social interaction from that aspect.
And were there any students on campus like at this time, or was it just the athletes?
There are students on campus, just not as many as there normally are, obviously, because you're not actually required to be on campus. I think a lot of the students that were there, they were just there because they had already paid for their housing, things like that.
Okay, that makes sense. What's your major?
My major, public health science.
Because I have to think that pre-COVID, you had to have started more hands-on training, co-ops, co-op programs and such. Has it made it like achieving like those things or your degree a little more complicated in a sense now, because you don't have like physical hands-on training to go to office, to follow or shadow somebody to go into your specific field? Like, how's that been?
Yeah, everything shifted online. So even an internship that I was in last semester and this semester is now all online. So it's definitely different. It's definitely an adjustment, but I was able to adjust well.
Does living through this period, this pandemic, make you feel stronger about reaching your goals? Did it ever make you waver at any point?
Definitely makes me feel a bit unsure. Just in terms of 400 hurdles, my main event, I haven't competed in it since 2019. Because obviously when COVID started, that was right at the beginning of outdoor season. And since 400 hurdles is an outdoor event, I didn't get to do it last season. So it's definitely been a long time since I've been able to run over hurdles. So I'm a little kind of uneasy or worried about how that's going to go. But hopefully it all goes well.
So you just try to stay positive through that process. That's what you're getting you through.
Yeah.
And what's been your day-to-day routine now? Track, off track, like on and off the track. Like what's your day-to-day routine now with doing online school and everything else? Like how is it different?
I'm only taking one class this semester since I'm at the end of my major, so that helps. I usually have training in the mornings every day.
Okay.
So I train in the morning and then come back home, and then if I have class that day, then I would do that in the afternoon.
Have you learned anything about yourself this past year? Or what should I say, what have you learned about yourself in this past year?
I think just with all of the extra free time I had, I was able to kind of start dabbling in new hobbies. I was able to spend more time with my friends. So it was kind of gave me an insight into kind of how my life was before I really dove into track, like having all that extra free time, which was nice. And then after a while, I just missed being able to compete. So I was ready to go back.
What shows have you been binge watching right now? Any guilty pleasures?
What was the name of it? I watched The Queen's Gambit on Netflix, which I loved. It was a TV show about a chess player. Mm-hmm. That one was really good. Since then, I haven't really been watching much. I've been trying to stay away from starting a new TV show because I know once I start, I'm not going to be able to stop.
Yeah, because there's a lot of shows on TV right now. There's way too much. I don't even know how people keep up and watch all these shows, to be honest with you. And what does your playlist consist of right now? What songs or what artists is helping you stay in a great frame of mind overall?
I've been listening to a lot of Lil Durk. He recently dropped an album, so I've been listening to a lot of him. Who else? Some NBA Youngboy. Yeah, those are my top two right now.
Lastly, what are your goals both on and off the track for 2021?
On the track, definitely to get my time down in the 400 meter hurdles to qualify to compete at the Olympics, granted that it all is able to happen. And then I guess off the track, I'd say, well, graduating, getting my degree, getting into grad school.
Well, I just want to say congratulations, because I know you're about to finish your major. So congratulations on that in advance.
Thank you.
And I hope you get it. Well, you will get into grad school, and I know you're about to knock that out as well. So that's it. Thank you so much for doing this My Story episode.
All right. Thank you. That's it for now. Thanks for tuning in to listen to My Story. Once again, my name is Zaria Santiago.
Thank you so much for tuning into the latest episode of My Story. I would like to thank Zaria Santiago for taking the time to share her story during the last year and how she had to adjust staying online with her goals during the pandemic. We wish her nothing but the very best of success during the next few months as she inches closer towards her Olympic dreams. And it all starts for her at the Big Ten Outdoor Championships this spring. To follow along, go to umterps.com, umterps.com, or head over to the Maryland Track and Field account on Instagram, #keepup. Listen, rate, review, and subscribe to all of the shows from South Sharav Radio. Leave comments wherever available, share it out, hit the like and favorite buttons, and check out southsharav.com to dive in deep into my catalog of podcast shows. Once again, that's southsharav.com. For Zaria Santiago, my name is Cal C, and you've just tuned into My Story on South Sharav Radio. Until next time, have a great weekend. Peace.